by better that I'm still alive, then fuck yeah, that was fucking the best fucking shit I ever heard, man. I swear to God, this has been the longest process of ever recording this fucking show since I've been doing it. I digress. This is the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, Arizona iced tea drinking, comedic, strategic, not enough work this week, folks. Not enough play. But I still am the lead singer of Detroit Perfect. And halfway, I am your host. My name is Bill Halfway Hamill. You are listening to Hamill's Halfway House. And now my ass is gonna rant. We did the benefit for Bobby, who passed away from Death Go Blind on Friday the 23rd. My issue started, I guess, the day or maybe the day before. The day of the show, the 23rd, inside my pants, on my inner thigh, I had the size of a pink fucking softball. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was no day at the park. It fucking hurt. I did not whine, I did not moan, I did not bitch, I did not complain. I saved it for this fucking show. Because you know what? I'm old school. Old school show business, that is. The show must go on. Always. And that, it most certainly did. As my good friend Bugs Bunny would say. So, I dealt with it come Sunday morning. I'm fucked, man. I realize I gotta go to the hospital. So I call my brother. He's at work. I call my sister-in-law, shout out Becca. She takes me to the hospital where I will spare you the gruesome details, but they took care of me and they sent me on my merry way where I was out of commission for 2 fucking days. And then, a few days later, it was yesterday actually, I went back to the hospital just to get it checked out. And the doctor looked at it and he said, oh, it looks fine, man. And then he takes my temperature and he says, dude, you have a really high temperature. I want to take some tests. So now I got to get back in this fucking gown with my bare ass hanging out, for Christ's sakes. And they're taking fucking every goddamn test you could think of. I'm in this motherfucker for like 5 hours. My ass hanging out, and by the end of it, he says, man, all your blood work, everything came back fine. It's got to be your legs still, man. He said, so what I'm going to do is put you on different antibiotics, and if you feel the least bit shitty, you bring your ass right back pronto, motherfucker, and you bet your ass I fucking will, especially now that starting in May, I have health insurance once again, thank fucking God. Because I'll let you know, it is no fun not having health insurance because I have been sued in the past. No day at the park, folks. Now, in all seriousness, the benefit for Bobby, who passed away from Death Go Blind, I gotta give it up to each and every fucking band for kicking major ass, especially Death Go Blind, and I have to thank them from the bottom of my heart for letting us be a part of such a special occasion. And most importantly, I'm almost at a loss for words, which is really fucking rare for me, but from the bottom of my heart, you don't know how honored I was to be able to go, that you guys asked me and had me go on stage and introduce what could be very well maybe your last show. And I hope to God that it's not. And I'm almost in here, tears right now just talking, man. This is real talk, folks. I love you motherfuckers. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Devin. Thank you, Chuck. And I'm not one to toot my own horn, but two fucking two, motherfucker. Halfway to fucking kick fucking ass. Yeah, that's goddamn right. We kicked ass. I gotta give it up to the usual suspects and Keith, Hackstock, and Christie. If there were an MVP award, though, it would be a tie. And the winners would be, drumroll please, Mr. Andrew Gagnon and Mr. James Wood. Because they, without a shadow of a doubt, without one fucking rehearsal, made me look that much fucking better, man. I'll tell you what, I've known Andy for years. I've said it on the show. He's been on the show. He's like a mentor to me. I've jammed with him a million times. But to stand next to someone on stage and he's playing in my band, and here's a guy who has literally played with the inventors of rock and roll, of the art form that I love dearly. This motherfucker has played with Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry, enough said. Jim Wood, no pun intended, did not skip a beat. Jim didn't have copies of our songs because we don't fucking record our shit because we're idiots. So he literally listened to the original artists. Now, we don't necessarily play them that way. We have a fucking violinist and a harmonica player, for Christ's sake. So the highlight of our show is usually the Jeffersons. And, you know, he said, and I don't remember exactly what he said off stage, but man, he just kicked major fucking ass. And look forward to more Halfway 2 appearances in the very near future. And in fact, if there's any fucking promoters listening to this shit, get a hold of me at halfwayhamel.com, because Halfway 2 is back in fucking business. Unfortunately, the only sad spot was that my boy, Dave Messy Messerschmitt, couldn't make it, which broke my heart, but he was there in fucking spirit, man. So, again, thank you, Deaf Go Blind. Here is Deaf Go Blind. One more shot on me, Bob. Deaf Go Blind with Torn.
Within. dream.
Blind with Torn. We love you, Bob. I'd be remiss in not thanking Denton Mitchell for the kick-ass fucking pictures that he took. In the pictures that he took of us, he referred to us as not your average band. So I'd like to think of us as kind of like the Yogi Bear of rock and roll. And guess what? Yogi Bear was one cool motherfucker. Now that being said, this coming Saturday, June 7th, in Saginaw, Michigan, which is about a two-hour drive outside of Detroit, there will be a thing called the Crispy Fest going on at a bar called White's. And it starts at, I want to say, 1 o'clock p.m. It goes till around, I think, 2 a.m. There will be 23 bands, one of which will be this next band, the Porcelain Doll Collection with Down.
I see through your fragile facade. Die.
As always, the awesome Porcelain Doll Collection. Make sure to check them out at theporcelaindollcollection.com. Now, that same night that the dolls would be playing at the Crispy Fest up in Saginaw, down here my way in beautiful, scenic Hamtramck, Michigan, will be the debut of my Detroit Perfect cohort's new band, Rutstrutter. So for the first time ever, and keep in mind, this is their first demo, and this is some true fucking hardcore Detroit punk. As I know Sean loves it, this is not Detroit Perfect, folks, but it is fucking badass just the same. So, without further ado, I give you Rutstrutter with Artist of the Week. Rutstrutter with Artist of the Week. Make sure you check them out on facebook.com/Rutstrutter. Go and see them this next Saturday coming up June 7th. Paychex Lounge, Hamtramck, Michigan. Remember, folks, support all your local artists. All independent artists. From all around the world. And if you want to support independent business, why not this business? This is a fucking business. You can support Hamel's Halfway House by subscribing on iTunes. You can listen at halfwayhamel.com. You could tell a friend. You could tell a foe. You could tell a motherfucker you don't know. You can follow me on Twitter at Halfway Hamel. You want to email me an MP3? You want to tell me to go fuck myself? Email me halfway@halfwayhamel.com. Now, how's this for support independent artists, folks? Because this woman is most definitely an artist. So, to all my friends and bands who are looking to make videos or just want to look cool on stage, whatever, to all my friends that are in the movie business, I know a lot of people here in the Detroit area that do a lot of independent stuff. especially horror stuff, and that is most definitely her forte. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, and it's at XO underscore misanthropy. Again, that's XO underscore misanthropy. I'll spell that out for you. XO underscore misanthropy. Again, that's XO underscore misanthropy. You're going to be amazed, folks. I know I was. All right, one more for you. If you're over in the Downriver area, in Wyandotte to be exact, make sure you check out the Cream Barber and Shop. If you're looking to get a haircut, a spa, beauty, and personal care, this is the place to go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that's the Cream Barber and Shop. Check them out on Facebook.com/CreamBarberAndShop. All right, so a little birdie just tweeted me. Apparently they just got back from a show and they saw a band called New Day Revolution, whom I've never heard. So for the first time ever on Hamill's Halfway House, without ever hearing the band, I'm going to play the band because I trust this person's instincts. So, again, as always, without further ado, New Day Revolution with Can't Break Free. We'll be right back. See, I was right to trust that person's instinct, folks, because that was pretty kick fucking ass. That was New Day Revolution with Can't Break Free. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/New Day Revolution. You know, I'll be honest, sometimes I go back and listen to the beginning just to listen and see if I fucked up anything. And I noticed, and normally I don't, but this time I did a huge fuck up. I did not thank Steve from Death Go Blind. So sorry, Steve, man. Thank you so much, brother. This next band was on the last Porcelain Doll Dollhouse, which the one before was when me and Jimmy Wood were on. So here we go. Ominous Presence with Consequences. That was Ominous Presence with Consequences. Check them out at ReverbNation.com/Ominous Presence. I'll spell that out for you. O-M-I-N-O-U-S. Presence. If you can't spell presence, go look it up in the dictionary. All right. Hamel's Halfway House is proud and honored to announce that we are a sponsor of the Northeast Music Fest that will be in Staten Island, New York City, August 21st through the 24th, emceed by Licia Merritt. That's LICIAMERRITT. The great thing about this, folks, is that the proceeds are going to special need kids. I wrote a thing on Facebook a few days ago. I don't normally talk about my personal life on here, but I do work in that field. I do work with special need adults. This is for children, but I do work with special need adults. I do have someone very dear, very close to me, who is touched by it daily. And that's on a 24-hour basis. I mean, I do it for, you know, 8 hours, Maybe sometimes I'll do a double, you know, for those of you who can't count that 16. But she does it on a daily basis. And as I said on Facebook, she is my hero. So yeah, check that out. Google Northeast Music Fest. It's shaping up to be one hell of a bill. I am most definitely looking forward to it. Staten Island, New York City, August 21st through the 24th. A couple days ago, a cat by the name of Ryan Sparks from a band called Northline wrote a great, great thing on Facebook. A lot of times people will give me shit for over-plugging, over-promoting on Facebook. And he makes a lot of great points that I maybe necessarily wouldn't have thought of, or maybe I just couldn't articulate it. I don't know. But the guy did a really, really great job, and I'm not going to read it verbatim, but if you care to check it out, his name is Ryan Sparks. The band is Northline. And here they are, Northline with Walk Away.
It's right here, you're the face I see in all of my dreams. I have no fear, no fear. All I could ever think of was myself with no care. We'll be right back.
Line with Walk Away. Check them out at facebook.com/Northline Band. All right. Make sure you check out localmetromusic.com, facebook.com/localmetromusic. Want to give a shout out to Amy Mouse over there. Google Northeast Music Fest, Staten Island, New York, August 21st through the 24th. Bring punk rock back to the Warped Tour. Go to warped.battleofthebands.com/U/TPDC. On a more serious note, go to facebook.com/Araya Marie Foundation. It's to sponsor children who have lost their parents. Please check that out. If you're interested in pro wrestling at all, check out my wrestling blogs at camelclutchblog.com. If you want to see the coolest, fucking baddest, the fucking raddest horror makeup I've ever seen, make sure you go to twitter.com/XO_MISANTHROPY. That's XO_misanthropy. Or if you really just want a fucking haircut, go to facebook.com/CreamBarberAndShop. That's in Wyandotte, Michigan, downriver from Detroit. Go to halfwayhamel.com. Follow me on Twitter @halfwayhamel. You want to write me an email? halfway@halfwayhamel.com. I want to thank everybody that's listening. Thank you so much. It means so much to me. I want to thank all the artists that I played on the show tonight. And as always, peace.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money. But I really don't want to get a job. Because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, chill on Facebook, 12 hours
yeah,
a day.
He's lazy.
I couldn't tell you last time I got paid.
I never get
the
paid.
The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo. And I'm in debt.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills?
I don't.
I'm a busy man. I got no time to
I
kill.
I got no time at all.
I got
all.
Things I need to get.
That's
done.
Right.
Yeah, I need a job, but
hell, no, I want. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
People say I'm lazy cause I don't work.
He never
but
works.
They don't know jack, cause they're just
you
they're
don't
just
know
jealous.
Jack.
Cause I'm at home.
Watch TV playing on my iPhone.
You got that
but
right.
But it's time to fill out an app.
He don't.
I'd rather stay home and take a nap.
He's always
he
asleep.
Here comes a repo man, I got to run. Yeah, I need a job.
Yeah.
But
oh, there
I
goes your car.
One. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want
no,
one.
No, work at all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
That's me.
He needs a job, he don't
right.
want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom. Please, mom, do I really have to get a job?
Yes.
Come on, Billy and I don't want to get a job. Come on, we want to be rappers. We don't want a job. Please, buy our CDs so we don't have to get a job. In the name of heaven, please help us. We don't need a job, and we don't want one. Peace out.